Indire, Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Radio Show.
Greetings from Radio Helsinki in Graz, Austria. This is Lily, your host for show number 47 of Indire, and I am overjoyed to bring you the first edition from Graz as part of our European Radio Exchange program, showcasing the cream of the crop of the local subculture and independent scenes from Slovenia, Hungary, Croatia, France, Ireland, Spain, Germany, and today with some of Austria's finest. We'll not only play some amazing music for you, but we've also conducted interviews with some local acts and received audio messages from the not-so-local ones. And because we are very proud of our diverse community here at Radio Helsinki, we will also hear some shout-outs in different languages to greet our European and multilingual audience and to send some love to our partner radio stations. Just for a disclaimer, we will also be featuring some gentle and tranquil songs later in the show, but now let's start things off with a bang. This is your community radio Helsinki from Graz in Austria calling, and so nice of you to join in. And this is Catastrophe from Vienna with their banger Eat the Rich. Mahlzeit.
Vi slušate Radio Helsinki, Slobodan Community Radio.
The Rich by Catastrophe from Vienna, and for you a first taste of Austrian's subculture music scene. I was lucky enough to catch this up-and-coming band in Graz a few weeks ago at a punk and hardcore festival Extravaganza for their fourth gig ever. And if they're already this great, we can expect even more from them in the future. Catastrophe released their demo debut in December, and if you're in the right socially conscious mood, I highly recommend giving their hardcore punk EP a listen. Speaking of hardcore, here's Def 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 featuring Nichim Lebom with "You Play in Hardcore Bands, I Don't Have Any Friends."
Hallo, hier ist Marc vom Freien Radio Helsinki aus Graz. Und es gehen ganz liebe Grüße raus nach Deutschland, insbesondere an Radio Korax.
You always fragile, that's what they say. Your friends are
Def 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 featuring Nichim Lebom. You play in hardcore bands. I don't have any friends. Def 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 is the Vienna-based multimedia artist Fatso, who explores eclectic soundscapes through his role as a drummer, music producer, illustrator and author. His unique style is marked by dark tape sound discoveries and nourishing vocal features, both comforting familiar and hauntingly strange. Nichim Lebom hails from Austria and now lives in Brno, Czech Republic, where he creates dreamy dream pop music with his band of the same name. From Nichi, it's just a short step to the next act we would like to highlight. The Zoo. Leo, as an illustrator, designs a beautiful concert poster for a Nichim Lebom show in Graz, and she plays hypnotically mesmerizing music under the name The Zoo. Leo lives in Vienna, so we had plans to meet virtually and talk a bit about her music, but unfortunately Leo was unwell. So we got creative and sent voice messages back and forth to allow the Sue to share some thoughts about her music and give us some insights into her artistic work. Let me introduce you to the Sue.
Leo, and I write music under the moniker The Zoo, written Z-E-W, and I write what I call cyborg folk songs, and if you want to know what that means, you should listen to one of my songs. Called One If I, One If O, which is short for One Foot In, One Foot Out, and it came out last autumn with Numavi Records. The songs on this album are about spaces between, and not just spaces, but also states of mind or situations, and all the things that can be somewhere between here or there, or up or down, left or right, hot or cold. Just the states that are hard to describe, but better to sing about. I was very shy at first when I started making music. It's something new to me, although it feels really logic to do it, but it came out of the blue and I was new and I didn't know the right people. But I overcame this shyness with one trick. There was, for me, it was painting my face. So I painted 4 additional eyes to the 2 I already have, to get on stage, to be someone else. And that helped a lot. This is my gaze. I gaze back. It's the female gaze that doesn't shy away. And it's not one-sided. You look at me, I will look at you. So this is the one thing that helped me overcome my shyness with music. And the other thing is that the community in Austria and in Vienna is very tightly knit. And that's also what helps. You meet a lot of really interesting and talented people, and most of them, and I can really say this, are really, really lovely. It's been very quick for me to feel welcomed and appreciated, and also I appreciate the people in this scene a lot because they are super authentic and real and just make amazing music. And I think we're lucky on this tiny place in Central Europe to have this. It's underground and it's DIY, but it's done with a lot of heart.
Billion comets carry all my love around.
The space between leaves a lot of space for longing. And I don't mean longing in a negative sense. I think longing is something that connects you to your surroundings and to the things that are around you. And I think that's particularly one thing that artists have, a longing and this connection to the things that are. And my song, Come On Down, describes this feeling a little bit. It's kind of a message to everything and to everywhere. And it's like sending this curious message of unique or universal love out there to see where it reflects and where it might not. And this is symbolizes some kind of openness or a longing that has no direction, but everything everywhere all at once. Me and my friends animated a music video for the song Come On Down, which was a lot of fun. It's not the first time that we animated things together, because that's what I actually previously did before I started making music. I animated and I illustrated, and I still do, together with friends and for my music now.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's always really important to work together with people who are close to my heart. And that's why I feel very fortunate and happy that, coincidentally, many of my friends are creative people and work in fields of design or film. So the second music video we made was for The Collector, and I asked my friends to help again, especially my friend Caro, who is a fantastic filmmaker. And we wanted to capture a certain kind of atmosphere that The Collector represents to me. The Collector is one of the most more important songs, and the one that represents the state of in between the most, and this kind of eerie magic that when your consciousness is not fully there, but you're between a dream and being awake. And I think we captured this very well on film. Out there, it's quite something to imagine to be heard by you, and I hope you enjoy my music. Thanks for listening.
Hallo, Tünde vagyok. Innen Grazból küldjük a rádió műsorokat Budapestnek. Szeretettel, Helsinki Rádió.
This was the Sue from Vienna, sharing some thoughts via voice messages while being sick. Thanks so much for joining in, Leo.
Slušate Radio Helsinki Graz, vaš slobodni i nepokolebljivi radio, na 92,6 MHz FM. Srdačni pozdravi iz Graca idu našim partnerskim radiostanicama u okruženju, Radio Student Zagreb i Radio Student Ljubljana. Pozdrav ljudi!
You are listening to an episode of Indiri, brought to you by Radio Helsinki from Graz in Austria. I would now like to play a track from the compilation Recomposed 2, workers' songs and songs about women's rights and struggles. This is the second edition of a series where classic working songs and anthems related to the feminist movement have been reinterpreted by feminist artists. The first edition was released a decade ago, and the second album was recently published. Recomposed 2 features the theme of labor, as issues related to women and the labor market are playing an important role in shaping the discourse on equality in today's context. The song I will be playing is Kündigung by Fars, an artist based in Vienna who dances between shoegaze, noise pop, and the genre designation she chose for herself, crying at the discotheque. In the song, she expresses her excitement about her dismissal from work and explains how it will create new job opportunities in the labor market. So, let's listen to Fars with Kündigung.
That was Fars with the song Kündigung. And now we're moving on to another band with socially critical content. Jaden. The lo-fi indie band made big impression with their debut album Morals, the 12-track LP pulls a melancholic sound reminiscent of 90s indie or emo music, but their sound also takes a sharp turn with electrifying lo-fi punk outbursts.
Jackson, you full of mansion, be dramatic, stress to soil, and no lust for adventure. Leave the comfort zone when it's safe and sheltered, while the unknown future shows some signs of being better.
The band's lyrics reflect their doubts about the morality and the impact it has on their lives. Jaden provides the soundtrack to tackle these complex contradictions with a cautious political attitude. I was fortunate enough to have a conversation with Jaden singer Michi and guitarist Thomas about the music scene in Graz and Austria, their musical style and the themes of their songs. But you can listen for yourself.
Jaden, my name is Michi. I'm one of four people in this band. I'm here together with Thomas. The other two of our band, Dani and Nikki, are unfortunately not here, but we are trying to the best to represent our band. We are doing some kind of like indie, punkish, I don't know, pop, noisy pop band whatsoever. Yeah, I think like for what is quite funny that we are like exist for nearly 9 years now, and we just released our debut album last year. It took us quite a while because for one thing it was the whole corona shit going on, and like it prolonged the process, and the other stuff that it's just we are kind of a slow band and we always take our time, and we are not that young anymore, and everybody has like some life stuff going on that leaves us a tiny spot for music and a tiny spot for this outlet from our precious time. But I the really important thing, at least for me and I think for the other ones as well, is that we are still liking the process of coming together and get back into it and like and really like us as people and like to like grow like from each other.
And it's also nice that the songs we wrote passed the test of time for us because this album, there's I think there are two songs, they are about 9 years old. Yeah. And so it's a quite long time ago that we wrote them, but yeah, we still like them and decided to re-record them for the album, so I guess that's a good thing. This was our song Joch.
Joch is a German expression, and I think like a English translation would be like burden or something like that, in that kind of sense. That's something that carries you, like you have to carry around, and that like just puts weight on your shoulders in a metaphorical sense.
I think this is the song where you can most clearly hear our punk influences. I was really influenced by some local punk bands. A favorite of mine, they're called Red Gaze from Graz. Yeah, I really wanted to write some kind of punk song, and this was the result.
Hello there, this is Markus from Red Gaze. I was kindly asked to respond to a compliment from local heroes Jaden. And yeah, I'd love to reply that Jaden for sure is my favorite emo band from Graz. And there are quite some secret emo heads in Red Gaze. Yeah, easy to return this compliment. Jaden for sure, one of the most awesome emo bands this town has seen so far, so check them out. Also, yeah, if I have the space, the stage right now, I'd like to announce that, yeah, we released an album called Healing Games last year, which is still pretty fresh, and that's the song Frigid Zone from the LP Healing Games.
For us, and I think for many other DIY bands in Graz, there's a special place called The Sub. It's a very cool, punky DIY venue where I played lots of shows with bands of mine. I also organized shows there for other bands, and it's a really important place for us.
Yeah, I think like without Sub, it's more or less like place of our origin, I would say, because like it's a place where like-minded people found together, and it was like more a place of communal exchange and exchange of ideas from like people who had this kind of DIY mentality that like grew out of this DIY punk scene, hardcore punk scene. And even if we like didn't recreate this kind of musical style, we really like had this kind of approach to like try it out. You have to like create your own structures, and also like for the music, it was like a possibility to even get bands started, even if you didn't have like the experience before, because it was more of like the important thing was like to do it and to get on stage and to be like empowered to try that out, get something created, and Sub was always the place that was like open for this ideas and like open for this kind of weird community to express themselves. Yeah, thanks for having us. We were Jaden. If you want to know more about us, just like type it in. We have an Instagram profile. You would find our album on Bandcamp or Spotify. Just type in Morals Jaden. And shout outs to Radio Helsinki, the best community radio in Graz.
Thanks for listening. I'm Thomas from Jaden, and I love Radio Helsinki because it's the best community radio in Graz.
Hola, Tamara aquí. Saludos a nuestros amigos y nuestras amigas de todo el mundo que hablan español. Somos Radio Helsinki, el radio libre de Graz, Austria. Nos puedes escuchar en la frecuencia 92.6 o en nuestro sitio web. Saludos de Graz. Nos escuchamos.
Last week it was raining outside, and as I was looking out the windows at Radio Helsinki Funkhaus in Graz and listening to some music, a song got stuck in my head, and I want to share this sweet, sweet memory with you. This is Skin by Sakura. This was Sakura, a Vienna-based artist with the song Skin. Sakura creates dreamy, distorted soundscapes inspired by 90s alternative, 80s synth pop and 70s folk music. Born in Hong Kong and raised in London, she now resides in Vienna and writes music that is both hard-hitting and fragile.
Salut Radio Campus France, c'est La Brèche. Je vous passe le bonjour depuis les ondes de Radio Helsinki dans la belle ville de Graz. Salut.
Moving on to our last act for this episode of Indire, brought to you by Radio Helsinki from Graz in Austria. It's Graz-based musician Paul and Pets, who will tell us a little bit about his debut tape, Domestic Monastic, a lovely duet he did with Vienna-based artist Monsterheart, and he will also share some insights in Austria's music scene. Certain things, if that's what I deserve.
This is Paul from Paul and Pets, and I'm very happy to be here introducing my fictional band Paul and Pets to you all. It's very simple that having a fictional creation of a band that doesn't exist helps me not feeling so alone while making music alone. In order not to feel so alone. Cat gold, Katzengold in, it's, the idea is it's some kind of fool's gold, you would say in English, that shines, but isn't really gold. But yeah, beautiful, isn't it? it's a loner album I did, on tape, Domestic Monastic, and it's really, it's really one guy being alone, in the studio and doing stuff, and I was very happy to be with bands, throughout my earlier life, and I just wanted to try to do stuff on my own, and I like it, but there are challenges, and you experience new difficulties, and some things are easier and some things are very hard by yourself.
Hello, this is Monster Heart, and you're listening to Radio Helsinki.
Easy Fix by Monster Heart versus Paul and Pets. Basically, this label is now for my Paul and Pets releases in the first place, and I'm very happy to have Anna now, like Monster Heart, with this collaboration on it. But basically, it's an outlet for Paul and Pets and what's to come. And I don't know, where the road may lead, but it's not a label so far to have a lot of signings, I guess, because that would be a lot of work, and I guess I will be focusing on my creative work in the first place, and I don't see myself as a label manager really. I don't know how much work it is doing the label management, or only for myself. the pleasure of working with Anna on her last album, The New, Monster Heart, The New. And I was recording keyboards and sitar and some guitars for her. And it was a cool way of working because it was, well, by then, Corona times, you know, it was a distant workflow. We were never together in the studio, but it turned out really plausible working this way, and I never had it before, not being in a room together making music. And that's the way we also did this new song now. We met once, actually, but we never really recorded together, just like, yeah, the way to do it online these days. It's good and bad, but yeah, it worked for me the first time. It's not the way I want to work, like, if I... Yeah, for the future, but with her, it really felt great. And for some things, it really can be easy that way, I guess.
Yes, yes. Conas a thought to Near FM and all listeners back home in Ireland. This is Paul O'Shea of Radio Helsinki, not in Finland, but broadcasting from the beautiful city of Graz, Austria, on 92.6, the best community radio station here in Austria. Keep up the awesome work in the Northeast, folks. Gromo and Makorja, love from Graz.
Austria has a special place between, you know, east and west and north and south. And it, I mean, people say it's a melting pot, and sometimes it's only an excuse. But sometimes it's really, I relate to that idea as well. And especially I think in Graz, there are a lot of, it's a good mixture between also neighbor countries, influences, and there's this old saying that Graz is a mixture of East and West in the worst possible way. No, but it's a very sarcastic and Austrian way to see things. But I, it's a cool place to have a lot of diverse influences, and you're not, luckily when we're not an island. And I think it really progressed, because when I was starting out making music, I mean, it's that was, I don't know, 20 years ago when I was really a little kid, but there was much more elite thinking around back then. And I have the feeling that now people are very open-minded and it's very accepting, which is a cool thing. And when I was starting out, my example is like people were thinking, oh, like people had a very fixed idea of what a good musician should play like, look like, play like what you would do, and it really harmed creativity. And now I think, like, with all the media around, I mean, it's an overflow and it's very difficult in itself, this topic, but it helps that people are very open for strange combinations.
Of surrenders inside, don't you worry, it's gonna be alright. 'Cause I'm always ready, I won't let you out of my sight.
Here's one last song from my album Domestic Monastic, and it's some kind of gospel song in my terms. Maybe you like it. I'm Always Here. Ready, I won't let you out of my sight.
Yes, and not only Paul and Pets wants to be here for us, always. Also, your community radio stations around Europe are always here for you. And we will continue to bring you the most exciting and interesting music from our respective subcultural and independent music scenes with Indire. Today's edition was brought to you by Radio Helsinki, deinem freien Radio in Graz, Austria, with your host Lily. And I would like to thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed our take on Austria's diverse and thriving music scene. And I hope that you support your local subculture communities wherever you are.
Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Indire. Independent Radio Exchange Network. Featured song. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Featured song. Song.
Hello everyone, this is Crush from Graz, Austria, and this is our brand new single, Where Flowers Grow. Enjoy.
Indire, Independent Radio Exchange Network. Featured song. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu.